I want you guys to think about God and think about man. First, man, a man, any man you can think of, is going to take you and put you on the top of the Empire State Building. And he's going to put a net at the middle of the Empire State Building. He's going to say, if you jump off and land in that net, I'm going to give you $1 million. And then God puts you on that same Empire State Building, and he takes away the net. And he says, if you jump off, I'm going to stop you 20 feet before the ground. And instead of $1 million, I'm going to give you a free ticket into heaven. Now, who are you going to have more faith in? Are you going to take $1 million, or are you going to have faith in God that he's going to stop you? Hebrews 11:3 states, by faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. What kind of faith do you have? Do you have a strong faith, or do you have a weak faith? Well, when it says, by faith we understand that the universe was created by God and so on, what kind of faith is he talking about? Well, an example is Job. That's an enduring faith. He was personally attacked by Satan, killing his animals, his children, and having his land taken, and having his wife ask him to curse the name of God. In Job 1:13 through 22, it goes to explain how first his animal, his land, and his children were taken. Then it states in Job 2:1 through 9 that Satan attacked his health and had his wife ask him to curse God, and it also had his friends turn his back from him. Through that, losing everything, he still didn't curse God's name because his faith was that strong. He cursed his own birth, but not the name of God, says in Job 3. Endurance deals with time, and so does patience. Example of patient faith is Noah. He waited for 100 years for a flood that no one else thought was going to come. In Genesis 6:13, God asked Noah to build an ark. If you compare Genesis 5:32 and Genesis 7:6, it took Noah 100 years to construct an ark. Even though it doesn't directly state that people persecuted and made fun of him, it's most likely inevitable. Because of his faith and patience with God, his family was saved. And Hebrews 11:6 or 11:7 rather, it states, by faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear constructed an ark for saving his household. By this, he condemned the world and became an heir of righteousness that comes by faith. It's stating that even though Noah didn't know that the ark was going to come, he had reverent fear of God and enough faith to construct an ark for 100 years. Another example is sacrificial faith. Or you can look at Abraham. After waiting patiently for 25 years to have Isaac, their only son, he was unquestionably ready to sacrifice him. In Genesis 22:12 through 13, it states that he said, do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, for me. Even though that it was his only son that they waited 25 years for, Abraham was ready to sacrifice him for the name of God. On the flip side, what kind of faith does God not want you to have? Well, a good example is unsure faith, or the disciples. They doubted Jesus when they were on the Mount of Olives, asking him what they were going to eat or wear or drink. They had little faith that Jesus would provide for them. In Matthew 6:30 through 33, Jesus told them not to worry and to have faith. Also in Matthew 8:23 through 27, he states again they had little faith when the great storm came. I'm sure all you guys know the story about the great storm when Jesus was sleeping in the boat and they woke saying, Lord, Lord, save us. And he said, why do you fear, O ye of little faith? And when Peter was in the boat and Jesus was on the shore, Peter was uneasy because of the wind when he should have known to believe. In Matthew 14:28 through 32, it's talking about how Jesus asked Peter to come ashore with him, and as soon as the wind came, he became uneasy and started to sink. Another account of Peter is when he was ashamed and he denied Jesus 3 times so that he wouldn't be persecuted. There are 4 accounts, and I'm going to look in Matthew 26:74-75. It states, "Then he began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear, 'I do not know that man.' And immediately the rooster crowed, and Peter remembered the saying of Jesus, 'Before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times.' And he went out and wept bitterly." Peter denied him three times, as it states Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And he didn't want to be persecuted. It says in Luke that Jesus made eye contact with him as he denied him. In 1 Corinthians 4:12, it's saying that we're going to suffer and that we're going to be persecuted as Christians. So Peter shouldn't have been afraid. He shouldn't have been afraid to suffer for Jesus. Another example of bad faith is doubtful faith in Sarah, Abraham's wife. She doubted because of her age that God didn't have the power to let her bear a son, yet Abraham did. In Genesis 8:9-15, she laughed at God. She laughed at the idea of him and her having a son together because they were so old. Now, overall, God wants us to be like Job, have an enduring faith, be like Noah, have a patient faith, and be like Abraham and have a sacrificial faith. He wants us to have total trust in him, as it states in Proverbs 3:3-5. He wants us to trust in his word and trust in his promises. He wants us to have dedicated works for him, as it states in James 2:17. It says, without works, faith is dead. In 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." He doesn't want us to be ashamed of doing works for him. He wants us to have unwavering faith and obedience in 1 Corinthians 15:58. He wants us to be steadfast, immovable, and always abounding in his works. I ask again, what kind of faith do you have? In Hebrews 11:6, it says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever draws near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him." Without the type of faith that God desires, it is impossible to please him.